So if we could get going. Welcome everyone to the June 12th meeting of the Public Art and Community Design Committee. We need to hold a roll call to establish a quorum. Sadie, could you please do roll call, please?
Yes. Adrian Eckerman?
Present.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Yes, here. Oh.
Leanne Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Here.
Jim Glock?
Present.
Janet Fisher? Kenna Smith? Laura Summers?
Here.
Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Present.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Here.
Nancy Fung?
Here.
Robert Clark?
Here.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sip?
Here.
Alicia Vasquez?
Here.
Anthony Avila?
Here.
Thank you. And we do have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for attending. With that, we'll allow for staff to introduce themselves and any guests we may have in the audience. We are utilizing the Zoom webinar program as opposed to what we've been using in the past. So there's panelists listed as well as then attendees. So first, I would like those who are listed as panelists, as staff attendees, to present themselves, and then Sadie, I'd ask you to allow for the guests to introduce themselves. So with that, staff.
Sadie, you want to go first?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie with the Arts Foundation. I'm the Public Art and Community Design Administrator.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Will Lemrace, the Director of Public Art.
Hi, I'm Abby Christensen, the Collections Manager, and I apologize, my camera's off. I will try to get that sorted out.
Hi, I'm Donna Isaac, Special Projects Manager.
Everybody.
And Jim, we have one other PAC team member who just joined us, Leanne Hernandez.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I was late. This is Leanne. I am a member of the committee. Nice to see everyone.
Thanks, ma'am, for making it. And our one attendee. Can you let he or she in and introduce themselves?
Yes. Here he is. Felix, Lawrence, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Felix Lawrence, and I represent Ward 2 in Exile. I'm coming to you from Paris, France this evening, where it's after midnight.
Wow. All right. What fun. Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Okay. So it was high school French. That's 50 years ago. So go figure. All right. Thank you, everyone. I believe the Pima County Board of Supervisors is asking for their committees to hold a Pledge of Allegiance. They do allow for boards and commissions to offer a 60-second moment of silence in lieu. For those of you who want to say a pledge, they may do so at this time. I am starting a timer now for a 60-minute moment of silence to accommodate the Pledge of Allegiance and moment of silence on the agenda.
I will be right back. Oh, look, it's Anthony.
Thank you, everyone, for that moment of silence. We will proceed now on to item 4, which is call to the audience. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak. I may address us as the Public Art and Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes, and individuals themselves are allowed 3 minutes each. I won't go through the rest of the litany. Many of you have heard that before, but you can read it on the agenda yourselves. So with that, Ms. Shaw, we do have someone, I believe, who wants to speak.
Yes, Felix Lawrence has signed up. And
can you all hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, the big thing on the agenda this time is the public art plan draft. This is the first draft of the plan that has ever existed, I believe. And you'll recall that it exists now because of me. Years ago, I read Directive 7, and I suspected that this plan never existed. And I waited until this year to point that out because I believe this committee finally is about ready to start to try to exercise some power and influence the direction of public art in Tucson, which is why I waited until now. No surprises in this public art plan. The Arts Foundation has excluded the free wall from the arts plan, even though it's the one and only policy objective that this committee has endorsed in living memory, maybe ever. But it's been excluded from this draft of the plan, and all I can conclude from that is that the Arts Foundation does not support the free wall, is actually opposed to it. But any one of you can speak up and correct that. Any one of you can propose modifications to this plan. They can be your own modifications. The one that I would propose would be to incorporate the free wall into the plan. At least bring it to a vote. Maybe the vote will fail. That's fine. But at least the committee will have spoken and given us some indication of what the committee thinks. Just want to point out that this is not a this is not a popularity contest. It doesn't matter if you like me or not. It doesn't matter if I've been naughty or nice. What does matter is whether I'm right or wrong, and I'd be happy to have that discussion with anybody anytime. Just like anyone else, I can be wrong. There's a possibility that I'm wrong about this. Anyway, you all like to speak about empowerment, diversity, inclusion, equity, all those things in public art, all those things depend on the First Amendment. Until you can get the First Amendment into public art somewhere, diversity, equity, inclusion, empowerment will not happen. You cannot empower people by exercising authority over them, which is what this committee is designed to do. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. Felix, anyone else on our who's present or signed in that I'm not aware of who wishes to speak to the board? With that, then we'll move on to item 5, and that's again welcome to today's meeting. The chairperson's report is a little self-serving in that, as you may or may not know, I am the president of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization, a 501c3 that supports the establishment of affordable art studios in the downtown and elsewhere in Tucson for our emerging artists in our community. As our signature property is the Steinfeld Warehouse. Some of you may or may not be aware of it. It's at 101 West 6th Street. And it is right in the middle of a construction project that's been going on for 3 years. And that has limited access to that property and the ability for artists to open their studios up for retail sales and other activities. And as a result, we are, as the organization that manages the property on behalf, manages that property and others, are seeking to raise funds to provide an artist relief fund for those artists who are struggling during this, these trying times. And we have scheduled for October 12th, our third fundraiser. This is the Art Scout Wamboree. And so mark that on your calendar. Come and attend. It'll allow you to go and get your badges to become a true Eagle Art Scout. Or we haven't quite figured out what this Pinnacle Art Scout designation is going to be, but it should be a great time. So mark your calendars, October 12th. And for those of you who are affiliated with large corporations or corporations with deep pockets, give me a call because I am looking for sponsors to help support this overall event. So with that, that concludes my chairperson's report. I find myself getting to stay here in Tucson over the summer, so I will not be. So if there are any interests in in-person meetings, I'll be available for that. So with that, we'll move on to the next item of the agenda, which is our public art director's report. And I believe Wilwyn is on board to give us that report.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jim. I, too, am looking for large corporation investors as well. but I would like to take the time to introduce and let speak our newest PACTC member, Anthony Avila. Do you want to introduce yourself and talk a little about what you do?
Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, or hello. I'm Anthony Avila. I'm at the Drawing Studio, a nonprofit here in Tucson that's been around for 31 years. We're a grassroots local organization that's really about community and providing arts education to all and trying to increase access actively every day. We serve folks from 1 year old, you know, we have a little baby toddler kids group all the way to, I know of a student who's 98 years old. So all walks of life, all ages, providing arts education. So really honored and happy to be here today.
Thank you, Anthony, and welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you. Sadie, do you remember, Anthony's representing the county district, I believe, too?
District 3.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to Supervisor Sylvia Lee for nominating me to the committee. And I'll just add, we have kids' classes and camps with full scholarship, right? So if any of you know kids who want to do some art, send them our way. Thank you.
And just another note, you know, our Tabby project that we do every couple of years with DTM, the Drawing Studio has offered those participants a scholarship program to participate in their drawing program this summer too, absolutely free of cost, which is amazing. So thank you for that as well. And they're all youth artists. I'm going to share my screen, and as you know, it's probably going to look too small. I tried to zoom in, so let me know if you can't read it, because we're going to be looking through it for this part and also the public art plan agenda item. It's super short today, and essentially we're going to look at the public art plan today. So as you know, we have, and it's also for our new members, at the bottom of the report, we have an ongoing public art plan that comes out every month. But it's the end of fiscal year 24. So what we've been doing now is we've planned out, been able to finally wrangle in all of our project managers with the city to schedule out as many artworks that we know of going forward. And we have those laid out in a document that I sent to all of you, or Sadie sent to all of you earlier, and you can actually provide that document to your constituents, to whomever, to see what's coming up. But one thing I wanted to highlight was that one thing to keep us in compliance with the ADs is this conducting a program of community education for public art in conjunction with the public art staff. there's AD. And I look forward to moving forward with that in the coming months. But let's give it a minute to look over the public art plan first. And this is all the same stuff, just updated data every month. The only difference is this upcoming projects, which you usually see in this form, will look more like what the public art plan format will be going forward. We'll have like links to the project site, so it's a little easier to access the larger CIP projects. And that's the end of my report. Any questions at this point?
Again, just to remind committee members, this also is agenda item number 9, so I would defer any discussion to, or excuse me, the public art plan is on agenda item number 9. So any discussion or questions you may have about the plan, please hold them until that agenda item for the sake of those taking minutes not having to parse between this agenda item and that one. But any other questions you may have of Willen, please, now's your opportunity to quiz them.
Yes, to be clear, I was just showing you what the PACT or the report will look like now and how it's going to change starting in July.
Yeah, thank you, Willen. I'm sorry to fellow board members.
So just to clarify, we did not receive a copy of that, of your director's report for this month, correct?
Oh.
A copy of this director's report?
So, yeah. In the past, Willen,
I'm having to watch the closed captioning to understand what you're saying, Willen, because of the acoustics in your room. So what I was asking is, the report that you were just showing us, did we receive a copy of it?
I believe so. I will confer with Sadie, but all of meeting materials are sent out in advance.
I don't have it in my email. Maybe I missed it somehow. I apologize.
If I might chime in, Corinne, I think we have enjoyed a written report from Willen on this agenda item in the past, and we do have for agenda item 9 Sadie sent out a subsequent email, I forget the date, with 3 attachments to it, which were the agenda, the minutes, and the public art plan. It did not include a separate public art director report. It included the public art plan. So I think that's I'm curious you caught that. And so I think given that the Willen has been, I'm sure, burning the midnight oil getting that public art plan in a position to share with us, didn't have time to do a separate report. So we got a verbal one this month as opposed to a pre-submitted written one. But thank you for noting that.
Yeah, and I did write the report last week, so we can add this to the follow-up to LAR or whatever. We could send this out as well if you want to look over it in more detail.
But the public art plan was sent, and I hope everyone has had a chance to see it and review it, and we'll be discussing it shortly under agenda item 9. Any other questions to Willen? Outside the public art plan itself.
I was just curious. Just curious about how many plans or how many projects that was. I guess we'll get to see the report in person. But and those were all with the city of Tucson, or is that Pima County? Or
so if I might, Lara, let's discuss that under item agenda item 9. And then I think Willen will go through the report, and you'll, and that question is, I think maybe addressed in his commentary, but it is something I posed outside of in anticipation of this meeting, and I hopefully and it is easily to be addressed. So, but thank you, good insight, and hold that thought, please.
Sounds good.
All right.
Jim, there's one more hand up. Leanne Hernandez.
Yeah, Adrian, did you need to say something?
My question was very, like, half a joke. I just want tips from Willen on how to make such an amazing signature. So maybe that's a subcommittee issue we can address another time.
Awesome.
It is a handsome signature, I have to admit. Mine is really ugly, so.
Oh, thank you. You can take my desk.
I don't want to go outside of the agenda, but I would like a copy of the report if you could send it, Willem. Thank you.
Oh, I apologize for those who didn't get it. I did get it, and I had a chance to look at it. So, and I think he can go through it. It's only 8 pages, including cover letters and whatnot. So I think and we have time today on the agenda to really parse it. And we did a lot more time for that than we normally a lot to agenda items. So thank you everyone for your interest in that. And covered under agenda item under 9. So if there's no other questions for Wilwin on items not associated with the public art plan, but public art in general in Tucson, now's the time to ask them. Sorry. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 7, review and approval of the May 2024 meeting minutes. So hopefully everyone got those and have had an opportunity to review them. And the chair will entertain a motion and a second and then open up for discussion to accept them.
Move to approve.
And
this is Maureen. Move to second.
Okay. We have Leanne moving to approve and Maureen to as a second. I think Bob was trying to second too, but we'll take Maureen since she came through a little clearer than Bob did. No offense, Judge. So with that, any discussion on the minutes from May? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call approval of the. Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion on the minutes? Okay. Then let's do a roll call of its approval.
Adrian Ackerman. Ann Lopez. Corinne Cooper.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Emily Tate.
Approve.
Jim Gluck. Jim Gluck. Oh, okay, I see your lips moving in approval. Janet Fisher. Kenneth Smith. Lara Summers.
Approve.
Margaret Chaplin. Maureen Lewick.
Approve. And sorry, Bob, for stepping on you.
Melissa Brown Dominguez.
Approve.
Nancy Fung.
Approved.
Robert Clark.
Approved.
Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sip. Valerie Sip.
Approved.
Okay. Alicia Vasquez.
Approved.
Anthony Avila.
Approved.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to agenda item number 8, a deaccession subcommittee update on the Living Lenses, and I believe that is Abby Christensen's item. I have some comments to offer on this item, but we'll let Abby do the intro.
Great. Thank you. I apologize. I haven't figured out my camera. I thought I did for a second. So you all may have glimpsed my face for just a moment, but this is as much as I can do right now. But a quick update on the Living Lenses. We assembled a subcommittee to really review the artwork that was damaged in a car accident. And at this point, we have not arrived yet at a conclusion to bring back to PACD for a full vote. We're doing further research looking into policies at DTM and what monies might be available from what funds to pursue restoration or recreating the damaged part of the artwork versus deaccessing it from the committee. So more than anything, the update is not an official update, just, you know, we're working on it, and at this point, we still have too many questions to answer to have a firm resolution to present to you all. Thank you. Jim, anything to add that I missed?
Nope. The only thing I was going to add is that this particular piece of public art that the Department of Transportation Mobility constructed some years ago predated the naming of Sam as our DTM director. And he actually attended this meeting. So we had some real juice in this subcommittee overlooking that. And I think it just goes to show how public art is cherished still by the Department of Transportation Mobility. And I was really pleased to see Sam Credio show interest. It turns out that in Sam's career, prior to becoming director, he was on the consultant team that worked with the public artists and the community in developing that. So if there's anything we need to get our claws into Sam with, he's probably going to attend the next meeting, and maybe we can sidebar him and see what we can get him to consider that we otherwise have not been able to get on his busy agenda to consider. So that's just an ulterior motive on my part. But anyway, it was a good meeting, and the end of it, my sense was, and I believe Leanne, you are in attendance as well, that there's some interest in seeing if there could be a way to keep that public art. It's really kind of unique. It really speaks to the downtown, our community in Tucson, of having some astronomical interest in the world. And hopefully when we bring it back, we'll be able to speak to, again, its origins. The public artist appeared to be open to the idea of recreating it. But it's, you know, it's the technology has changed in the years with respect to how it would operate and whatnot. It was really kind of a fascinating discussion. And we'll keep the committee updated on its future as we move forward. So again, thank you, Abby, for pulling that committee together. And again, I don't know if anyone can attend these meetings if they have an interest. If you do have an interest in wanting to just sit on the sidelines and listen to the commentary, I can't believe that they're closed meetings. So please let Sadie know that you have that, or Will and or Abby, and they can at least let you know when the next meeting will be occurring, and you can winkle in. So with that, any questions on our reports? Leanne, do you want to offer any pearls with respect to your thoughts from the meeting?
No, I thought it was a good process. I was really excited to see a lot of folks from transportation there. Just you know, having some questions. I mean, it's a complicated one because the actual piece was actually recycled, and so it does not exist any longer, and so it would be a refab. But it seemed like the artist said he could do it. But I don't know. I mean, that's why we said just to see if we could get some more information to see what could happen. So anyway, yeah. Doing our due diligence, y'all.
Yep. Thank you, Leanne. With that, unless anyone has really pressing questions on that, we will now move on to the fiscal year 2025 public art plan. So it's back to Will Wynn for a presentation of the plan, and then we'll open it up to discussion and comments. So with that, the floor is yours, Will Wynn.
Great. So I'm going to share my screen again. And just for a little bit of clarity, what we're looking at is the public art director's report. And I send that to you every month. We look at it every month. And this is not, and it's different than the, oops, this meant to open up on the page. the public art plant, which is the first of its kind, where essentially we go back to the public art director's report that we see every month. We have all the data for projects that are happening, where they're coming from, and then upcoming projects. So you see this every month, but every year now, and every June, I'm going to be creating one of these. So it's all for future known projects. Some of you might be familiar with the cover image I selected, because it's the only one that was complete and professionally photographed, the most recent one, where we are hiring a photographer to photograph all of our completed public art projects so that they, you know, have a cohesive aesthetic when we put them on the map. So, table of contents, and then the first page is all of the sort of main information that I know all of you know, but the idea was that you should be able to forward this over to any members of the public. Corinne, do you have a question? Is it my volume again?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to raise my hand for when you were finished with your comments.
Okay, oh, so you have a, do you want to comment after I finish the report, or, okay. Yes, so the idea is that it's a little refresher for all of you, but also you can give this directly to, theoretically, any community member or ward office or whomever you want to share the plan with, in regards to specific projects that might be in the project site that you're interested in or representing. And there's our mission statement, as you probably have memorized, as we all do. And the Percent for Art program, which essentially assigns 1% of capital improvement projects budgets over 100,000 towards public art. The Percent for Art program is by ordinance applied to select capital improvements at the discretion of city departments in accordance with the administrative directive. So if you click that link, it'll take you right there. And anyone else that's curious about how the program policy works, the public art plan is an annual written work plan for public art to be commissioned by the city of Tucson for the following fiscal year. The plan is developed by the Arts Foundation and city departments for all eligible CIP projects in accordance with the administrative directives. And I listed out exactly where it is for easy finding, section 2H. And just to go back to the AD's number H, public art plan. The public art plan is an annual written work plan for public arts to be commissioned in the city of Tucson for the following year. And I stress that because I want to ensure that everyone knows that this is not a master plan. This is not a city master plan. This isn't something that's been in development for, you know, public art for the future. It's an ongoing changing plan, but we are now able to project much further than we used to. So we can see all projects going forward for fiscal year 2025. And here's all of you, public art and design community. Design committee, which you all know, there's 21 of you, and you help provide feedback to us, recommendations to this plan, and the PACUC implements the plan by recommending community members to serve on new public art project panels, or volunteering to serve on the panel or subcommittee, or by voting on panel recommendations presented to the PACUC, and by participating in the public involvement process for each project in accordance with Directive 7.01-3, number 3. And that involvement process is essentially participating in getting more panelists or being part of the panel. And that panel is a group of community stakeholders, artists, art professionals, city representatives who are selected for each project that represent constituencies or stakeholders for the selected CIP projects. And just to further on that note, when we're seeking recommendations for panelists, we really are looking for people that live in that neighborhood, not just the ward, for people that are user groups, community leaders, and of course the neighborhood association members. So the panel's responsibility is for recommending the artists or artists to provide design services or create the artworks. The panel must consider appropriateness of the content of the artwork, design, materials of the artwork, typo, potential risk issues, expense of maintaining operating artwork, and demonstrated commitment to engaging public involvement process. So for those of you that have been on the panel, you've been through this. And if you have not yet, I highly recommend picking one of these plan for the next fiscal year or further out, because it's a really a great process, really community driven, and it's really about the people participating that get to inform the artists and the city representatives that are there on the culture and history and vibrancy of their neighborhoods. So without further ado, this is the incredibly beautiful and basic plan that I have. I don't want to put too much information into it because we don't have it, frankly. These are going to be in order of when they're being launched based on the estimated call to artist launch. And the images we have are what the city provides. If not, then I usually put in a Google map image to get an idea of where the location is. The city department's listed. And then the project summary, which is provided by the city. We didn't write these. This is what they wrote based on the overall project. We include the artist budget that we know to date. The address or location, with cross street location if we don't have an actual address, what ward it is. And then a link to whatever the city has provided. And for most of these Prop 407 park projects, it's a PDF. They list what phases. We're currently in phase two. And I'm assuming they update this as things happen, but we're approaching these two next sessions. The renovation of the George T. Meester Outdoor Performance Center. So this is an example of one project. And I want to stress that these are forecasts. They may change. The estimated launch dates may change as they need to comply with the capital improvement project timeline. And capital improvement projects, as you know, get delayed. So we try to work in sync with their timeline. And additionally, because of other issues that may happen with the project, the budget, scope, and location may even change. So we plan to launch Gene C. Reed Park next month. It's still quite new. We don't have locations. It is not part of the zoo. This will be in the park area. So if you're interested in that or want to share it, feel free to share the links below. And there's about 10 projects. I believe, Lara. Christopher Columbus Park.
Hey.
Is there a comment? This is a discussion, so if you want to comment at any point, feel free to. Otherwise, it'll be very boring just listening to me read off this page. So feel free to chime in at any time. And you can interrupt me, too. I'm screen sharing, so like I can only see like four people right now. Everyone else has disappeared. Christopher Columbus Park, from what I hear, and then possible name change. There's something to consider as well. The budget is $43,426. They're mostly doing new sports fields for this phase. And that's going to be in this top corner here by Silver Bell and El Camino del Cerro. If you've been in the area, you've probably seen that there are already existing parks that are going to be bigger. There's going to be a retaining wall there. So the artwork is likely going to be included in that area. Following that is La Madera Park. It's a much smaller budget, but there's a lot of community and more interest in adding art to it, so they're working on that. So the budget is to be determined at this point. We plan on launching that in September. And that park will include a new splash pad, playground, walking path, and then some irrigation systems. Most of the park projects, 407 projects, are including new updated playgrounds, a lot of new splash pads and walking paths. So they're going to be a lot more diverse in how you can engage in those parks. That's in Ward 3. And our project that we plan on launching in October is Drexel Road Bridge. So this is a much bigger project, and as you can see, their length, let's just follow it for a second, takes you to a project site. So most of the larger projects, especially this is a DTM project, create websites for it. I'm not going to go to the website. You can do it on your own time, but it does have this nifty graph I'd like to show you. So I-19, Drexel Road, Spectrum Mall or shopping complex area is right up here.
I have a question about this, Wilwin.
Sure. Is that correct?
Your report says that the art budget for this project is $243,000. Is that correct?
Currently, yes. So as you can see, the difference between, you know, our allocations for different projects that are five digits, bigger projects that are bridges, new fire and police buildings, it's 1% of that. So it's a big project. It's a big budget, which will attract, you know, larger, wider, diverse applicants. So you can see the little drawing over there what the bridge is going to look like. I'm going to go back here because they had a public meeting that we were able to attend because we were able to meet with them earlier. And we did a little survey with the community about their thoughts on public art and location because it's such a long space. And a lot of them, which we didn't know before, really liked this area. Can you see the little hand? Because that is a high traffic area versus the other side, which pretty much goes into the neighborhood. And then what we also learned is this is the loop, Chuck Huckleberry Loop, and Pima County manages most of that area, so there's not a lot of space to do art down in the banks. So with this project, $243,000, there's a lot of options, but largely on the bridge itself.
So I have a quick comment on this, if I might.
Yeah, absolutely.
The project's going to be a $24 million project. That's why we see such a huge public art project on this. This project's been considered for decades. When I was at transportation, it was pondered. I can't help but comment on a similar project for a bridge construction at Silver Lake / 29th Street. The public artist proposed public art pieces that were actually in the channel bed itself. I thought it was a brilliant public art piece, and I'd be happy to do a sidebar with anyone who wants to hear the saga associated with that because it met neighborhood resistance associated with it. But so really, I think, again, with the large budget and the community interest in this, it's great. I live downtown. I do like to go to Tucson Spectrum. Irvington Road is congested. This is a needed link in our transportation network. And I think given the neighborhoods to the west, you know, here's a case where public art can perhaps help make a project more amenable to the surrounding community by making a meaningful statement in and of itself. So I just encourage folks to keep an eye on this particular project. And as Wilwin seeks public art committee members to participate in this, if those of you live in this particular area, I hope you do step forward. I may even try to get on that committee if you'll let me, but just because of my own personal interest. But it should be, well, who wouldn't want to get on this committee with a budget like this? I mean, this is kind of one where you can really see some interesting stuff happen. So I just kind of wanted to do a gee whiz on that. Let's hope that the budget stays at $24 million with prices what they are. It could very well go up. So if we do see the project budget expanded, let's be diligent and get after DTM to see the public art budget expanded as well.
So, thank you. And yes.
And again, everyone, anyone, do chime in on and any of Wilwin's comments as he asked. You don't need to have my blessing or acknowledgement. Just chime in and share your thoughts and wisdom, please.
Yes. Yeah. This, we have 20 minutes to chat. And this is by far the largest project we have proposed for fiscal year 25. Don't get a lot of bridge projects, as you would imagine. And the funding is, it may increase. So just to go back to their website, there's a timeline here. Here we go. So we're right here, and the call is, artists is going to be around here. And the idea is that after the public involvement outreach that happened back in November, we were at that meeting, there's a number of different alternatives for what's going to be on the bridge regarding pedestrian, bike lanes and cars and how many and how much can fit in that space. So as those are being worked out during this stage, the artists will be able to come on towards the end when they have that figured out, which is great because then the artists can work with the engineers and landscape designers all together to see where we can put art. With that much money, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be the tallest sculpture in the world, but something that integrates multiple locations along the bridge, on the ends of the bridge, under the bridge, you know, because there's the bike path right there underneath. So it's a big project, and if you're interested in it, please join. It will be probably one of our longer projects, so you'll be a panel member for longer than normal, probably. Adrian. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Wilwin. So first of all, I am, like Felix, also traveling. I'm in Portland, Oregon right now, and I'm living out of my truck, so I'm finding places to, entertain these meetings. I hope the background noise and music is not too much. But I just want to say thank you for all of this. I have more comments about, the overall plan later. I guess I'm curious. I wasn't aware until it was spelled out in this plan, it's probably an oversight on my part, that we as committee members could recommend other community members for these panels. And so when we're looking at these timelines in each of the projects listed, like the estimated call for artist launch, what's the process of us recommending folks for these panels if we are not able to participate or we know of someone who might be a better fit? Like, is there a timeline before the estimated launch, or like, do we just reach out to y'all individually? Just curious about that part.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. What's the best way to do this? You can email us, send them to me or to publicart@artsfoundation.org. Our Instagram has, under its link tree, a link to fill out a panel interest form. And that panel interest form, here, maybe I can show it to you. No, I can't. Sorry, without divulging project information. The panel interest form, basically, you can fill out and select all the upcoming projects that are eligible. This one's probably on there already. And that's just the link. It's also on our website. But the easiest way in this case would be just tell us or send them to us and we'll send them to that link.
Wilwin,
don't you also... Uh-oh, what's going on? Adriana?
I just wanted to quickly mention, sometimes you have an agenda item requesting panelists, right? At every PACD meeting, or a couple of times you ask for panelists for different projects. I know you did for Pima County, but...
Yeah, we did for Pima County because they required the panel to approve the selections. But yes, every month I'll be doing basically this, but not as long. For the projects that are coming up more sooner, you know, within a month or two. So we assemble the panel. We try to do it as early as possible, people can join the panel up until we start the artist selection phase. So as long as the CTA is open, people can join the panel. But usually by the end of that, when we start to look at the applications and prepare for artist selection, we have our panels already assembled. But it's also a minimum of 7 people. So it's in cases like this, if it's a huge project, you know, we'll have more. And I like to have 9 member panels because not everybody can attend every single meeting, and only having like 3 or 4 community members on a panel doesn't, you know, embody the full scope of participation. Maureen?
Well, 2 points. I'd like to encourage people to be on the panels. I've done it before, and I think that's where the real work of the committee comes in, because that's where the neighborhood groups and all of the stakeholders and people that are on the public art committee that can speak to the aesthetics have a chance to really affect what's going to be produced. The second thing I want to mention is that there are 4 or 5 of us who are county representatives, and there is a county plan. It's the Board of Supervisors Policy C3.3 and Administrative Procedures 3.16 on the county website and also on the public art website. So for Emily, Melissa, Alicia, and Anthony, welcome. And myself, you know, the county does have 90 pieces in the collection of public art compared to the city at 148. So it's not just the city plan. Thank you.
All right, thank you. For this particular plan, it is just the city plan, our contract with the city for future city projects. But, yes, we have, like, over 300 public art pieces on our map, including both county and city. And speaking of the loop, Pima County has a really great public art map for just art on the loop. Corinne, sorry, I don't know if your hand is still up from before, or do you have a question?
Well, my hand is up again.
Okay.
So, first of all, I just wanted to say that this was a really helpful document, even though I've been on the committee for a while. Seeing all of this in one place, I'm a little bit envious of the people who are just starting out to have this. I wish I had seen it when I was just starting out. So I think it's a great document. A couple of little, first of all, the work is that the group is facing is daunting. This is going to be a lot of interesting activity in the next year. And to think that it doesn't include the county is even more mind-boggling. Just a couple of details. On the third page, there's a typo in the sentence that says we would be affecting change. It should be effecting change. And also, you said that there was a link to a nominating form for committee members, and it would be helpful if that link were actually in this report so that we would know if we were forwarding it to someone saying you might want to be on one of these committees to have that link there. But anyway, kudos on the amount of work that I can see went into this. The links were awesome. Being able to go and look at the links for the actual project was really helpful.
Thank you, Corinne. Yeah, if you have any requests to modify this or to add info, this is really just the real basic info that pertains to the public art component. The link will take you to more information about the larger project. But if you want to see more, let me know, and we'll add it to the report. So I'll make sure to add the link for panelists because that's very important, especially if you're sharing this with your constituents, that they could just click on any of these links to make it easier. Let's see. Oh, and also all the information aside from the budget and estimated call to artists is public. This is just the only place it's all condensed into one for easy reading. Because when I compile this, I have like 30 pages open, copying and pasting, in order to make it. So I'll try to move faster. We're still in October and we have to get through to May. So, November, another Prop 407 project for parks. This is a brand new park. So this is a big one. The budget's not, but a new park will be. And this park actually has project actually has its own website, which is great. It is very southeast underneath the, or below the Air Force Base, warning, extreme fun ahead. So be wary about that when you join the panel. So this is a brand new project. It's going to launch in November, so if you are interested, apply now or reach out to us, and we'll make sure to get that public art interest form, panel interest form to you. Board 4. Rudy Garcia Park is in January. We are not going to launch anything in December because no one is home. And our foundation would be closed for a short period of time, and we found that December is not a good time to plan any meetings. So we're going to jump to January. Pretty standard fare for parks, sports fields, lighting, walking paths, playgrounds. This is in Ward 5, 54,000 dollars budget. This is a DTN project. I'm just going to put notes in here. So Glen Street pedestrian safety and walkability, as you know, Prop 407 has a connections plan, throughout the city. One of the programs is safety and walkability. This one will be on Glen Street from Oracle to Country Club Road, and as you can see, another big budget, $94,000. And considering, let's see, does this have no, it's PDF. So, yeah, it's the same information. This is actually good because it shows that it connects 5 parks, 4 schools. This is all in Ward 3. So when we're doing our panel review, we have a much larger area to look at and consider. So we will be looking at the schools as well to see if we can have any panel participation or work community even wider than putting panels together. But considering the scope of the work, this will, in that budget, we're probably going to be looking at multiple artworks throughout the length of it. And in March, there's a to-be-determined, it's too far away, we don't know, Todd and Harris Sports Complex will get some renovations. Not a lot of them, but if you are in Ward 4 in the area or use that park, I know people that do, South Golf Links Road, that's coming out in the future. Arroyo Chico Greenway. So this is a multi-phase project. I'm going to click on the link so you can look at it. Oh, I have too many things. Well, that's the phase we're working on now, the Sabar Shrine segment. But there we go. If you click on, I don't know, never told you, if you click on the name, then there's another link, I think, to the larger part or project. There are 4 main segments, and we're working on this little tiny yellow thing here. And in the coming years, there'll be more art near GNC Park, GNC Reed Park, and Randolph Park that are adjacent to, or that are part of the Arroyo Chico Greenway. So for this project, we'll go along the upgrades to the walking path here. So that's a Ward 6 and April 2025. Jesse Owens Park, another Pro 7. And this is, I think, her last one. Yeah. So this is going to launch in May, estimated. The budget is not determined. And again, improvements, Pro 7 improvements, new playground, splash pad, Ramada and restroom. This one's far enough that we might be able to do some splash pad work. So what I mean by that is there's new ways of art that we're trying to do, the public art that integrate artwork design into the existing infrastructure. So if we can get the artists involved earlier in design, then they can provide designs. So when they're pouring that splash pad, it doesn't have to just be concrete. You know, space that can be artwork designed into it with different colors. So that's the end of it. Any questions, comments, requests?
Well, when I have a quick question.
Of course.
Does this mean that these are the only projects you're going to be working on this year?
No, these are only the capital improvement 1% projects for the city of Tucson. So we have, and I'll leave this up to Abby, a number of donation projects for the city of Tucson. We are working on projects with Pima County. We're working on projects with Pima County Health. I don't know, is it too soon to talk about Solidarte possibly 2.0 coming up? For summer 2025, we have a lot of things we're working on. As you know, we're trying to work more with private development as well to get public art installed on those buildings. So there's a lot going on. This is just some of them, and that's why we don't have every month filled, because those other months have other projects. Thank you, Adriana.
And this is in addition to projects that started last year and the year before that you're still managing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
One of the reasons the photo I shared is, let's go on up there, is Stone Ponies back in 2022 is because there are 30-something projects that are going to be finishing up in the next few years. And I'll share those as well as in the public art practice report. When they happen, we'll share them. So I'm gonna have Fire Station 8. It's completed. Needs to get photographed. If you've driven by there on prints, you probably see it glowing at nighttime because it illuminates. And then we have all the Thrive murals that need to be photographed. I just finished up as well. In order on my screen, I have Anthony.
Yeah, thank you for all the work on this. I had a question about the artwork and the bid process for it. So if there are artists who are interested in working in these projects, is it correct they would look out for a call to artists through the Arts Foundation? Is that where everything would be coming
from? Yes. Yeah, we'll do a call to artists. We'll spread that call through all of our networks. Our communications team does a great job of spreading it locally to globally. And artists can participate that way. And artists that don't want to apply for the call but want to be part of a project, or even better, for as far as workplace development goes, it's really great for artists to be on the panel because they can see from the other side what community members and stakeholders look for when they're hiring artists. And all of our panels require an artist and or a professional to be included with community members and other stakeholders.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Adrian?
Yeah, thank you, Willen. I guess I don't want to take up too much space. I do want to say that as someone who has worked both for the city and the county and as the contractor for the Arts Foundation in the past, I understand like how complex it is to manage all of these projects, and that the like this is just the city plan. So just like speaking, like I guess adding to what other people have said, this is just the city plan as directed. It would be really awesome for the committee, I think, to understand, like, what are all the other projects you're juggling? How do we get people involved in, like, more rural spaces for the county plan? Is there the opportunity to do so? And I know that we've had a lot of, shall I say, concerted public involvement in the last few meetings and maybe some, like, concerted individual outreach from concerned community members about, like, how might we augment this plan or how can we, you know, share power in this space as a committee. And I guess this report is so beautiful. So glad to know everything that's coming up and also a little nervous for all of you. I know you can handle it, but it's a lot just from the city side. But I'm just wondering, like, how might we, if there is any opportunity to, like, add other things to this plan? Or is there a way in which, I know our directive as committee members is to kind of socialize this plan and get people excited about it? Like, is there any sort of vision from the Arts Foundation of how we might do that in the best way? We've already talked about some links to get people on panels. But I know the Arts Foundation is really committed to making the call to artist process much more equitable and inclusive. And I'm wondering if we as a committee can serve a role in, like, engaging folks that might not already be subscribed to your feeds or the opportunities as they're listed in getting them involved in this process. So I think those are, like, kind of, I know it's a lot of questions, but just kind of like these nebulous areas around the arts plan of, like, how can we step in as a committee and, like, make this even better and stronger, but also in a way that works well for the Arts Foundation when you're juggling so very much and doing such a great job doing it. How can we facilitate?
The first and easiest thing is to, if you're on whatever social media platform you use, if you're already on it, follow us, repost. Our social media activity is increased by a billion since Ami joined us, and it's been doing a really great job, at least with, you know, 40 younger folks, of seeing the calls. So I think being able to spread that throughout different demographics, different age ranges is one point. Our newsletter, resharing that, is another really easy thing that you can do right now. And the public art, the director's report and this public art plan are public. So you can share all those. That's the easiest thing that can happen right now. Regarding other types of public art, we can absolutely have a conversation, but it's outside the purview of this specific public art plan based on the 80s. So like I said before, the 80s say that this is for City of Tucson 1% projects for the next fiscal year, which is just, you know, percentage of what we do wider. But what I will continue to do, maybe even, you know, now that you're saying it, maybe expand upon in my monthly director's report, to give a brief update on, like, all the stuff we're working on. And, like, what that will look like too for involvement. And lastly, the educational component that's in the 80s that we can start doing starting next year is pretty broad to interpretation. So I think that's really a collaboration between the committee and staff to develop anything essentially that promotes the public art process and anything in and around that process. So that's what we can do on that end for advocacy. Outside of the ADs is outside of essentially this committee's role, but that doesn't mean we can have to stop there. You know, like, we all live and work in the same spaces. So advocating for other types of public art are super important. For example, I'll try not to be too long-winded with this. It's not on our list, but Coming up in fiscal year 2026, Cushing Street Skate Park is a skate park that some skaters that live here decided they wanted to do many, many years ago. Took a long time for them to discover how to do community outreach, how to bring stakeholders to the table. These were, you know, fairly young folks bringing a skate commission together. And through all that process of community work and advocacy on their own, because of their passion for it, they were able to get the city to adopt it as a park run by Parks and Rec that'll be under Cushing Street. That'll be a skate park. And it's not on this plan because it's 2026. Cushing Street Skate Park does have an art component technically planned. It's too early to discuss it, but there is that coming up in the future of things to involve the community wider. Someone had their hand up, but I went on for a long time and now it's down. So I apologize, but do you have is there another comment?
No, I think that's a really great explanation and I really appreciate it. And I guess I'm just like, yeah, I think we've had a lot of kind of public commentary and I know several of us have been like contacted by folks that are very, very enthusiastic about the free wall, right? But just like as taking the free wall as an example, my understanding now is that the public art plan is just for capital improvement projects for the city of Tucson. There's not really a mechanism to add from the committee perspective, like, hey, we think there should be this other art project.
No,
there's not like an administratively approved avenue to do that. And so I think what I just want to put out there, and I don't, you know, obviously it's 4:45 p.m. We don't need to resolve this today. It could be at the next meeting. We maybe have another discussion, but I think I would like to understand, like, is there any leeway in our purview besides the goodwill that you've just expressed on the side of the Arts Foundation to, like, add ideas or suggestions to this plan? I know that, like, working for these jurisdictions, there is a time limit for fiscal year plans to be approved, especially by public bodies. So I guess I'm, yeah, just curious, like, what the leeway is for us to explore those options into the future, and you touched on it a little bit, and maybe, I'm sorry, Jim, I'm getting ahead of myself, but maybe this could just be a future agenda topic.
Yes, yeah, at any time. So, as I was saying before, the Arts Foundation, FACUC, can't stop the public art component, because it's a city thing, but what you can do is provide insight, provide comments. I'll share that directly with the city departments, mayor and council. We can do that together if you want. If there's something that you're just like, that there's no way, we don't want to do that. That's advocacy. So we can work together, but as far as what's written in the ADs of what's permissible and legal, we don't have a lot we can do. But advocating around it, and that's why I mentioned Cushing Street Skate Park, because that became part of a capital improvement project, Prop 407 funding, because of advocacy. So things can happen, but they do take a long time, and they take a lot of passion and drive and community partnering. So as far as the free wall goes, like, we can't do it within the constructs of the ADs, but advocating for community public art is something we can do as individuals, for sure. Leanne?
So I don't want to beat a dead horse, and I'm just wondering, you know, the letter that was sent to mayor and council in regards to these, to the free wall, right? That's a separate entity to what these plans that you put forth in the plan is. Right, and I know that those are being conflated, but they're separate, right?
Yes.
And so I just think it's really important that we as a committee maintain the understanding of the separateness of those two, right, things, that capital improvements and percent for art are different from advocacy for a free wall, which we already have suggested that we would love to see happen, you know, and so... anyway, I you know, your Adrian, your comments are so well taken and so gentle. And also I think that we as a committee maybe need to have a larger conversation maybe with staff direction around, you know, what is in our lane? What are the sidewalks and where are the ramps, right? So that we have clarity about where and how we can maneuver. Yes, we can do whatever we want when we take our hat off from PAC-D. And as a committee of people who are concerned about the aesthetic life of our community, I think that is a conversation that we should be engaging in, right? And so, like, what are the parameters of that? And what is the scope of our work as committee members and political appointees, right? And so I think that that would be a conversation that would be really, really helpful to me personally. I would imagine to anybody joining the committee as well, and anybody who's been on the committee, to just, you know, have that conversation, because we're here for a reason. I mean, we're not getting paid the big bucks to be here, right? But we want to see the community have access to the best, most evocative and representative art we can.
I agree.
That's our legacy. I would love to have that larger kind of philosophical question space available to us to be able to have, you know, some musings about, because it's important, right? And we have so many generations of access to this committee, you know, both the folks who have been on the committee, folks who are new in the committee, but also just people who've been working in this community within the aesthetic space and within the art space, you know, since we've been here. So, I don't know. I would really like to see or have an ongoing space to kind of, like, think about, like, what's our lane?
Sure. I have three quick things to address that. One of which is after this agenda item, I believe, you can propose whatever you want to be on the next. Well, not whatever. You can propose these topics to be on a future agenda, which I recommend. One being like a refresher. Secondly, Sadie's in the process of creating. Updating the PAC-D C committee member manual, which will be, you know, hopefully your guidebook going forward. Regarding something like a community wall, is outside of the CIP purview, but as a committee, this is just the way that putting together a letter was advocacy work. You can, you know, elect to put on agenda to investigate what that looks like, potentially a subcommittee. There are avenues to do that sort of work. But you got to start it as committee members, as staff. We just type things, research things. I'm just kidding. We do a lot more of that. And also, what I'm excited about when I was talking about the educational component, that I hope to jump into starting next fiscal year is, because of its broadness and vagueness and descriptions, we as staff and you as a committee can create what that looks like. And if that education is advocacy forward, then that's what it is, depending on how you all want to proceed with it. So, if someone wants to, you know, maybe ask that to be on agenda item, planning out for the educational part, that's also an option as well. I don't want to take too much time. It's getting pretty late. So, Jim, I think we're done with this item.
All right. I think we did get through this. Really explored this in some detail. I think it's beneficial for everyone. I have just a couple thoughts. You know, we our role is pretty well described in the cities and the counties directives and their respective goals to have a community oversight with respect to the public art that they fund. You know, the Arts Foundation, which is administering this committee under contract with the City of Tucson, is its own separate private nonprofit organization, and us as individuals, and perhaps as a committee, could forward things up to them to consider their possibility of considering different roles for us or things of that nature outside of what the committee is contractually obligated to do. The Arts Foundation, is again a private nonprofit entity in and of itself, does contract with the city to have them administer the public art committee and oversight program. And I guess where I'm going with this is that we may want to appeal to them, their board, that board, who kind of oversees us to some degree, to consider different opportunities that folks are raising here. Because interesting enough, they have a little more flexibility than we do. We've got a very prescriptive charge, but they can kind of write their own goals and objectives, and so maybe that might be something we'd want to ponder. And so that's just something I'll bring it up to Adriana and to maybe the chair of the Arts Foundation and see what they think about that. I think Wilwin and the public art team at the Arts Foundation right now, with respect to the prescribed responsibilities that they have, can kind of keep our plate pretty full. And if we, if we want to expand that, I think that's all well and good. I think, again, I'm a free wall proponent as well. And as much as I like Felix, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to go have a cup of coffee when he's a really interesting character. I can't say I always appreciate his tactics, but he certainly supports that. And I think we may want to find another avenue, bucket to another venue with respect to getting furthering it along, as opposed to trying to fit a round peg in a square hole with respect to our roles and responsibilities. So anyway, that's that. Certainly it's something we could agendize to see how we want to strategize moving forward, get some thoughts from staff with respect to how to pursue some of these goals overall. But with that being said, again, I think Wilwin has presented the public art plan in compliance with the city's administrative directive. As Maureen noted, the county's got its own public art strategies that it moves forward with, but it doesn't burden this committee with having Arts Foundation or PACD support staff to bring forward to us consideration of its overall efforts. So I think it would, maybe what we'll try to do is I'll get with PACD staff and see if we can make sure everyone's aware of the county's view, because even though we may be city representatives, guess what? We all are county residents regardless, and should feel free to let the county bureaucracy know what they should be doing with respect to public art overall. With that being said, again, we're kind of moving up on our time limit, and I'm not going to cut us off by any means, but what I would this is an action item. So I would entertain a motion and a second, and then we can open up for even further discussion. Approval of the public art plan that Wilwin has presented, a second, and then action on it. So do I hear such from anyone?
I'll move to approve.
Okay, Leanne moves to approve. Do we have a second?
I move to second. Oh.
Okay, and Lara seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I think we had a great discussion. Thank you, everyone, for your input. Wilwin, thank you for putting this together and going through everything. Sadie, if you would, roll call, please.
Thank you. And I just wanted to note, Corinne Cooper had a suggestion just to fix the typo of effect and affect. Does the committee agree with this?
Oh, okay. I move to approve with the correction, with the spelling correction made.
Okay. Mara is a second. Do you approve that change.
Second.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'll do the roll call now. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved. Approved.
Janet Fisher? Kenneth Smith? Laura Summers?
Approved.
Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick? Maureen Lewick? Approve.
Sorry, approve.
Thank you. Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung? Was that approved?
Yes, approve. Sorry.
Yeah. Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Anthony Avila?
Approve.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, committee members, and thank you, Wilwin and public arts staff for a great discussion. I think everyone got to express their perspectives and what exciting work we have coming up for us. I think it's really going to be some fun stuff coming down the pike. So the next agenda item is a request for additions to the next month agenda. I think there some folks were coming up with some great ideas. Listen, you don't have to come up with them right now. You could certainly send your ideas to myself or Sadie or Wilwin, and we'll certainly place them or consider them for a subsequent agenda. But if there's anyone right now who has a pressing agenda item they can clearly articulate, now's your chance to let us know. Okay. Hearing none.
Jim, that was so quick. I think, you know, I would love to, and it doesn't have to be for the July agenda. It could be for the August if it makes the most sense for the Arts Foundation staff. But I did hear some requests to understand a little bit more about, like, the Pima County projects. And I think maybe some space to discuss, like, if and how and where our advocacy might sit. I think one of my questions that, I don't know, Leanne, if you want to connect or it's just something that I could do like some solo research on is like, is there a way to augment administrative directives as a committee in terms of being like, hey, we'd like to be able to also present some other ideas that include city and county projects or combined plans? I'm not trying to make things too complicated at all, but I know the Arts Foundation has so much on their plate. Jim, I'm seeing your face.
It's a pretty complex ask. So let's see if we can parse it down to something that we can, you know, let's bite this eat this elephant one bite at a time. So again, think about it a little bit. Reach out to me or Adriana or Wilwin. And see how we can, I mean, I think everyone has an interest in what you're expressing. I just don't know how to put it into bite-sized chunks that we can clearly offer the Arts Foundation and FACD staff appropriate policy direction. You know, we shouldn't be in the business of telling them what to do on a day-to-day basis, but we should offer certainly our insights and guidance with respect to how to improve public art in our community. So I'm not trying to say, okay, well, I don't know how to put that in a 10-word or even 5-word agenda item. And then, so let's think about it a little bit. So send me your thoughts, everyone. And when I meet with staff to build next subsequent month's agendas, we'll see if we can get this in a package that'll work. And again, to the extent that Sadie allows you to communicate to me and to members of the board without violating open meeting laws. It'd probably be best to make your asks through staff at this point, and then we'll work it out. But I think it's again, this plan brought up some questions for that I'll be following up with Arts Foundation staff on as we move forward. But I thank everyone for their perseverance through today's presentation, for their input, and for their really thoughtful guidance that they're giving staff and the Arts Foundation overall, and ultimately our mayor and councils and board of supervisors as they are continuing to fund, I think, very vigorously our public art program in our community. We'll work on that agenda item. So Sadie, you have a
Yeah, thank you. Sadie, I do have it directly to you, Ashley. Sadie. When do you think your handbook will be done? Just out of curiosity.
It's coming together. It has to go through a few review processes with different staff members, but we can certainly kind of move it to the top of the list so that staff can
I mean, you all have a lot on your plate, too, and I know that. But I think what I would like to see happen is that when that goes through its review process and is completed, I would like an agenda item added to our agenda, whatever month that is, where we can go through and have some conversation about reorientation for the committee members, just so we have clarity around what the scope of our work can be.
That would
be my request.
Absolutely. Yeah, and at another month, we will be requesting from the city to do an open meeting law tutorial for PACTC members, and also a tutorial about, serving on a BCC. That's typically done by the city and the county. Thank you.
Thanks, Leanne. And the only other thing that I wanted to suggest was like a 5-minute appreciation item for Arts Foundation staff. I feel like Arts Foundation staff has been like so responsive to every request that has come up, that has been like above and beyond in the last several months. And they just ended a fiscal year as a nonprofit and came up with this like next fiscal year plan. So if we could add, I know it's unconventional, but I would like to see this, you know, more sort of like generosity of spirit in our city and county agendas moving forward. So if there could be like 5 minutes where we as committee members can just express our appreciation for Arts Foundation staff on the next meeting, I'd really love to see that, barring any blocks.
Now that I think is clearly articulated, and we could put that on the agenda without undue head scratching. And in fact, I was also talking to our foundation staff and my co-chair, saying, you know, just as I get an opportunity to make comments at the beginning of the meeting, I do look forward to opening it up to the other members of the board who may be involved with artistic activities that the rest of us would have interest in. And so have you an opportunity to make your pitch for your art-related opportunities and cool stuff going on. So, all right. Well, enjoy Portland, Oregon, and those cooler weathers, Adrian, and everyone else. I hope you are able to endure and or hide out from the heat. I'm getting up with the sun and getting all my chores done by 10. So otherwise I'm staying indoors. So thank God for my solar panels, but firing up my AC. With that, I'm going to call us completed for agenda item number 10 and move on to agenda item 11, which is adjournment. Given that we've covered everything on the agenda, I hereby call us adjourned. I want to thank everyone for attending and welcome our new board members, and look forward to seeing you all in July. So take care, everyone. Stay cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.